Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
A very warm welcome to you, family of Behind and Beyond Bars. I just want to say thank you again to Usbahle. Yebo, umuhle sisibahle. Thanks again. My name is Paula Mahlaba Mukheti. And I just want to say again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will definitely rejoice and be glad in it, because also I'm not alone. I am with my dear twin brother. Brother.
Paula, yes, good day to you. It's nice to be here. Smitty is my name.
Yes.
As everybody calls me. Yeah, I must say it is a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And greetings to all the listeners.
Amen. Amen. Wherever you are listening, you are so much welcome. A few weeks ago, we were in Annadale, and I saw this young man who was giving his testimony, and I decided, let us call this young man, and maybe he can introduce himself, but his name is Clinton.
A very warm welcome and hello to all the listeners, first of all, to Smitty. What a lovely smile I see. Paula, thank you for the opportunity once again.
You're welcome.
As Paula said, my name is Clinton Leroux, born and bred in the Cape. Where does my story start? By just telling about myself?
Well, you know, it will be nice just to give... You are an ex-offender.
Correct.
All right. And can we just put a picture in the listeners' mind at the moment? You were released when? How long ago?
Right. So back in 2019, I was released on the 1st of April, on Day Parole. A very complex period, or let me say terminology, because... There's lots of rules and regulations that goes along with it.
Yeah.
So, in later stages, I'll explain the detail of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, upon my release, you just mentioned that I'm an ex-offender, right? And why I want you to lay emphasis on the fact is because our communities, their perception about it is they're not too clear. Meaning it's not as thorough as what it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm here also just to give a bit of clarity. And also what the build-up was to getting that title attached to my name.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe he should tell us about how he grew up.
Absolutely.
His background.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, that's why we want
the
listener to understand. And I think what Clinton is saying is people have certain views.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why. So... From my side, I want to welcome you to this program, and it's actually courageous and very nice of you to join us.
So true.
So please just tell us your childhood. What was it like? What did you experience as a young boy?
Smitty, in a nutshell, I was fortunate amongst so many others who were not like mine, the lifestyle, the upbringing. Fortunately, mom and dad was present.
Okay.
Come from a very decent background and upbringing, because I was put through the best of the best schools.
Hmm.
Family was very close and hands-on. It's always been, we come out of a very family-oriented home. Son to mother, Maury Leroux, and James John Leroux.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind why I'm mentioning this. It's because whatever was instilled in me derived from them.
Okay.
But me landing in prison was not what they imparted in me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to drift away, though. However, in my upbringing, I'd also like to add that there was a lot of pros and cons. And when I say pros, mom and dad were present.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. Christmases, we celebrated together, we had the lunches together, we went out together, I got clothing, I got everything I needed. Cons, however, I would say, that there was a drinking issue within our household.
Okay.
Which became, as I grew up and aged and started noting more, this also had a tad, or I would say just a little bit of influence on my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I mention this? Because we learn at latter stages that father figures being present, one, is a major factor.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a present father when there is still influence such as alcohol within the household?
Okay.
How does it play off?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the questions that lead from this, or what stems from those usages. Another thing I would like to say is that as much as we are tightly knit family,
mm-hmm.
I can't actually remember a day that I did not go without a beating. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, yo. We all know
mm-hmm.
that bending the rod or the tree, as they say, at
yes.
a young age, is what is actually doable.
Mm-hmm.
But in my case, mom was so quickly to get to the slipper
okay.
when I was out of line. My dad, with time, if he had enough, he will show his wrath.
Mm.
And I knew it already.
Mm-hmm.
But as time progressed, you know, I started mingling with friends, being outside, outdoors. That was what was the thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's what gave me that boost and the drive. Do you
okay.
understand?
But I want just you to stop there. You're talking about, and I think there's a major concern, you know, you can't bend the tree when it's still young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And especially with previous generations, you know, the rod came out.
Yeah.
Okay. But I always say to people that to discipline children is what the Bible requires you
mm-hmm.
to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, you need to do it with love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Can you just elaborate how you experienced those, can I say, discipline
measures, if you could call it that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, or beatings or hidings
yes.
or whatever you want to. Let's call it by its name.
Mm-hmm.
How did you experience, did you feel that there was sometimes anger behind it?
Most definitely.
Or was it done with love?
A very, very important fact that you're raising right now, because as much as there was a beating, the question as a child was, as you said, was it done out of love or was it done
mm-hmm.
out of peer reprimand or just anger?
Mm-hmm.
There was one stage I remember that my father gave me a beating. And it's the one you never ever forget for the rest of your life.
Sure.
Because as much as he gave you a beating for my wrongdoing at the present time, I was more scared for the fear, the rage, and the anger
oh.
I saw within him.
Okay.
And that brought me to question, if this was done out of love, what is it that I witnessed on that specific day?
Mm.
So the minute to me a child has to bring that into question, I believe then already there's a whole lot of question marks
yeah.
pertaining relationship between son and father, son and mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's just speaking holistically. But in my upbringing, I can clearly say, much was done out of love,
mm-hmm.
sometimes also out of frustration.
Okay.
Because once the child, speaking of myself now, we tend to continue doing the same thing over
mm-hmm.
and over and over. Mm-hmm. You cannot expect that parent also just to reprimand
mm-hmm. no,
at
absolutely.
The... Do you understand what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But take it now. I'm happy you shared that. But going further, as you say, you've noticed the drinking, you've noticed the anger. How did you know when you start becoming a teenager? How did you take those kind of upbringings forward?
So, very important to know that we as children don't perceive by what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
We perceive by
no,
what we
see. Yes. Yeah.
My dad
observe.
Was observed.
Observe. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And because this came under my attention
mm-hmm.
over weekends, what was the next thing left for me to do when I was spending with my friends over weekends? I started with my friends taking a drink.
Sure.
That then was the thing that seemed cool at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton, let's sure. ask Paula just to round it off. The time is too short.
Ooh, this time, ne? Yeah. Okay, let me just give you our email address. Our email address is behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. So now, Clinton will be here again. To continue. So, listen up on the next show or the next program, we all be here. And I would like to say goodbye and God bless you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.